on the mound, at the gonna talk your favorite show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of South Park Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We are your hosts, and on this episode, we're losing our religion. We're going straight to hell because we're talking about the best religious parodies on South Park. Allow me to introduce my co-hosts, Steph Sabraw.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabraw. Can't wait to talk about religion.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Christian Blatt. Hi, everybody. Great to see you.
And please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm Phil Svitek. That's an Austin Powers reference for you, ladies and gentlemen. Right. But we're not talking Austin Powers. We're talking South Park. And so they've parodied religion ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be agnostic.
Right.
And do our due diligence.
I mean, you have to figure, like, the first few seasons included a call-in show, advice show called Jesus and Pals. You know? So, like, right away you're like, oh, yeah, they're playing fast and loose with what you can get away with on TV. So, And I didn't pick anything to do with Jesus and Pals. That's how long ago that was. There were so many other things that I didn't actually pick one of those Jesus ones. Does Jesus show up in this episode? Let's find out.
Who knows? So the way the game works, it's kind of like Whose Line Is It Again anyway, where it's a game of points and the points don't matter.
Except Steph's losing.
Oh my gosh. Indeed. I made one thing that they don't agree with, you guys.
It wasn't just one.
A lot of things we don't agree with. Heidi is the Jar Jar Binks of South Park. Anyway.
Christian and I, behind the scenes, keep track of all the points.
Yeah,
we keep you off the chain.
Okay, game on.
Here's how the game works. We each get 3 picks and an honorable mention, and at the end, nothing really happens. Apart from
get shit on by that.
I choose the winner.
Right.
Says the voice that no one's ever heard of.
Cartman's mom was in a German Scheisse film, so there is a history of being shit on South Park.
That's the winner.
All right. So, without further ado, we start with pick number 3, work all the way to number 1, and let us not delay it any longer. Steph, your number 3 pick of a religious parody that in South Park.
Okay, number 3, Christian Rockhard, season 7.
Oh, sorry.
Rockhard.
I was like, how could you tell? I'm leaning this way.
This was an episode dedicated to Christian's life. It was episode 9 of season 7.
There's so many puns to be made.
Basically, what happens are all the boys were originally in a band, but then Cartman, of course, does Cartman stuff and departs the band, joins one with Butters and Token, and he wants to be the first platinum. He wants to get platinum. They're in a bet together. So he does Christian Rockhard music because it's the easiest, crappiest music of all time. It ends up happening where you can't get a platinum record in Christian Rockhard music. So he gets some sort of other medallion, and everyone hates Cartman in the end, which was fantastic. And my favorite part about this episode was Token kicks Cartman's ass and then Butters farted in his face and flipped him off. Like, that ending for me was so, so important for my life and growth. And then also the whole parody of Christian Rockhard music, which I think it was based on Matt and Trey. They actually were going to do a Christian Rockhard band called Faith Plus One, where they were going to do songs about Jesus and then just slightly change them so it would be like them having sex with Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to actual Christian rock, you can definitely hear it in that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll take like popular songs and just, you know, like there's this song called My Life Into Pieces. There's a version that's called My Life Into Jesus. They actually do that with songs. It's a great scam if you want to make a little bit of money and be a little bit famous. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be a superstar in it unless you're Creed. Oh. Anyway, for me, I went with season 2, episode 4, Ike's Wee Wee, because it, of course, there look, we talked to, I talked about in the intro about how much they kind of make fun of Jesus. Well, the Jews are always right there. It's kind of neck and neck, especially in the early seasons. Just which thing would get more ridicule. And it's sort of this great thing where Kyle and the rest of the boys are trying to, you know, save Ike from getting circumcised, which of course is interesting because Kyle would, of course, have already been circumcised. At least I assume. I've never seen any pictures of that. I don't think they ever did that in an episode. Anyway, thank you. There's also like a B story about Mr. Mackey and drugs, which is great, but that's not really what we're talking about. But I just want to realize, you know, I'm fully aware that there's the other story in this episode. In any case, Kyle gets basically, Ike and Kyle, it's a great dynamic between them, really. And if you think about how it has evolved over 21 years, it's not that much. It's basically pretty much the same. Anyway, so I thought that this was a good choice for me because...
Doesn't Kyle... This is where he learns that Ike is adopted?
Yes. I don't... Yes, I think he didn't know before this. That's right. That's the whole point.
Because that was the kids come together because they have to save Ike's wee wee.
Right. Yes. And exactly.
Initially, Kyle could give two shits about Ike's wee wee.
Yeah, I do like the explanation, by the way, that snipping the penis to make it look a little bigger is the explanation, and then all of a sudden everybody's on board. And when I saw this episode, I'd never been at a bris. I have attended one since, and I was very far back. And I'm still horrified by it. So I don't want to really make aspersions on anyone's religion. The religion's fine, but this practice is crazy because it's like, all right, we did that. Now let's have some deli meats. So anyway.
Yeah, count me out. Listen, I'm getting uncomfortable talking about this. So
yeah, me too.
I'm gonna move on. Passion of the Jew, season 8, episode 3. This is where Kyle finally sees the blockbuster that is Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, and he apologizes to Cartman. Meanwhile, Stan and Kenny demand their money back from Mel Gibson. And so what could be more fun than that? Passion of the Christ was such a big, big movie when it came out. I think it was just talked about for years. I mean, we're talking about all these box office records and so forth. I forget everything that it managed to break in its heyday. But it was a cultural phenomenon, and especially when there was zero English in that damn movie. Jesus Christ, pun!
I even saw intended. That.
So and of course Mel Gibson, he's such a polarizing character that it was just a great parody of the Jews and Christianity and so forth. Great way to kick us off with a lot of Christian stuff.
I'd like
stuff.
To see Mel Gibson make a return to South Park because of, you know, if you think about how long ago this episode was, there's maybe a few more things that we've heard about him, maybe a few more recordings we've heard of him. I would just be interested in seeing their take, but that's me. Yeah, this is my opinion.
Fair enough. Well, pick number 2. Kick us off, Steph. What is your second most favorite parody of religion in South Park?
Okay, I've said this episode before because I just really, it's one of my favorite of all time. Return of Chef.
Yes.
Season 10, episode 1. We talked about it in past episodes. I mean, it's always referenced because just with Chef and Scientology and everything, it's such a classic episode. Basically, in this episode, Chef wants more excitement in his life. He leaves South Park. He joins a club called the Super Adventure Club, aka Scientology. He returns to South Park after a 3-month absence, and something about him seems different, aka he's trying to have sex with all the little boys in South Park. He ends up returning to the Super Adventure Club, but not before he dies by being burned, dropped down a cliff, impaled, shot, and then torn limb from limb by a grizzly bear and a mountain lion, only to be resurrected as our beloved Darth Chef. Darth Chef's voice, fun fact, was actually provided by Peter Serafinowicz, I believe that's how you say it, who voiced Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode 1. And Christian and I were talking about how we learn actually a lot of our information about religion through South Park. I mean, at the end of this episode, you'll see them explaining really creepy parts about the religion in them have, it literally says typed out, this actually is what Scientologists believe. So it's not only enlightening, but it's amazing.
Yeah, I think we're not the only ones. I've had conversations with people that, you know, there's something else that comes up later in our episode here. That's another example. There are things that everything I know about them, I know about because of South Park. Yes. And Scientology, and then this other one that is a future pick of Steph's. This is everything that I know. So,
well, primarily because it's all taboo stuff, yeah. And therefore it's like, okay, you don't want to talk about it, so what information am I supposed to know? And until further notice, this is what I'm going to believe.
Right. I mean, in Scientology, again, I say I don't want to cast aspersions on people's religions, but that's real religions. And Scientology, it's like crazy stuff with like Xenu and the aliens. And it's like you got to be high level to know this stuff. So and you're just like, well, that can't possibly be real. By the way, don't go Googling it because then they're going to find you. So just trust South Park when they tell you something.
Just learn it from them.
Yeah, we should all learn more from Trey and Matt. For me, my next choice is an episode that has come up in past lists as well. Do the Handicapped Go to Hell? Season 4, Episode 9 from 2000. The religious part of it is what I'll just focus on this week. So the kids notice that Kyle and Timmy cannot confess their sins because, one, Kyle's Jewish. Timmy's disabled, so he can't really say anything more than Timmy. So Father Maxey says that they're going to go to hell if they can't confess their sins. So they basically try to help Kyle, Ike, and Timmy by baptizing them. But while it happens, Cartman says ass, and then Stan and Kenny also swear, and then they have to go basically confess their sins. There's plenty more religious stuff in here, but it's just that simple point of just the very blunt way where it's explained that, you know, Father Maxey explains, oh, yeah, if they can't confess their sins, they're totally going to hell. So, like, poor Timmy. He's probably, like, the most, like, pure and good character on the show, you know? I mean, even more so than Jimmy. And just the idea that poor little Timmy's going to go to hell because all he can say is, Timmy!
Well, that's bigoted thinking because Timmy is sinless. Well, what sins has he committed?
The sin of pride. I think he's very proud of himself.
Oh my God.
Timmy!
It better be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I would be proud of myself if I was Timmy.
This is a great choice.
Thank you.
Indeed. My second choice is Go God Go. It's where Cartman freezes because he cannot wait for the Nintendo to come out. So the only logical answer is to freeze himself. Meanwhile, Mr. Garrison is teaching about evolution, as is tradition, and therefore changes the course of the future, where all of a sudden atheism is the norm. And it becomes a big battle. It's a two-episode arc of atheism versus just religion in general. And it's just all out funny. What else can I say about it?
Yeah, it really is.
People in the future have these weird head things and so forth, and just the way they look.
Condom
caps. And perfect description, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you haven't seen that episode in a while, it's check out both. It's season 10, episode 12 and 13. So check it out. Go, God, go.
Go, God, go. Go.
And now we get to the honorable mentions. But before we give our honorable mentions, we have to start with an overall honorable mention here at AfterBuzz TV, which is to our CEO, Maria Menounos, and it's about her new podcast. Would you like to have fun? Do you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life? I know that's probably not you guys. You guys don't want to learn or grow have fun.
Yeah, Steph, you want to grow. You want to learn.
Yep, I have a lot of learning to do, apparently.
But nonetheless, on that off chance you do, there's a podcast called Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's hosted by our CEO and founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity influencers, and it interviews them, giving away secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister you never had. That's right. All you have to do is go to iTunes, Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's free. And be sure to rate and comment. Let them know that we're the ones who sent you, because her jaw will drop.
I yes. promise you that. Please.
All right. So the honorable mentions. These are episodes that didn't make the picks, but were well in the talking space. Steph.
Okay, so speaking of hell, I chose Damien, the son of Satan. This episode is season 1, episode 10. And basically what happens is Jesus and Satan are fighting each other, and the whole town starts their bet with Jesus and then realize that he's like a mere 135 pounds compared to Satan's full devilish mass. And everyone switches their bets, but it's really this, it's, I love the dynamic between Damien and the South Park boys, because at first they don't accept him until he starts like really bullying Pip, which is also a character that I loved in this episode, this little orphan boy. And Damien's based off the 1976 horror movie, The Omen. So it was like a really creepy, fantastic ode to, and I personally, Christian's talked about Satan a lot and hell in general. And
There's no reason.
No, in the religious episodes. Yeah, okay. And they're my favorite too. I love Satan. He's one of my favorite. Not in real life, but in South Park.
Anthony in the booth, can you isolate Steph saying I love Satan?
I love Satan.
I think that might be useful at some point. Yes, and Pip, you know, there's a standalone Pip episode early in the series. I don't forget where it is. And he was kind of like the pre-Butters, in that he was the one that everybody hated. I mean, Butters is actually so lovable, and everybody hated Pip so much. He was kind of a great character. For my honorable mention, Cartman sucks, which is...
Excuse you!
Sorry, buddy. Look, that's the name of the episode. You're awesome. You're the best. Mm. But it's an episode that deals with religion and homosexuality at the same time. There's just sort of the basic... The basic thing that boys do all the time, you know, Butters is sleeping and he puts Butters' penis in his mouth while he's asleep. And Kyle points out that that actually makes Cartman gay. So Kyle then tells Cartman that he has to have Butters put Cartman's penis in his mouth and it'll cancel out the gay polarity. Which is perfect little kid logic, in all honesty.
If it wasn't for this episode, I would have never figured it out.
That's true.
I've been doing it wrong for years.
You have been doing it wrong. So, but then Cartman tries to get Butters to do it, and then he gets caught by Butters' dad, who tells Butters that he's just bi-curious, which is amazing. But then, so the religious part of this. Butters is sent away to Camp New Grace on the advice of Priest Maxey, who really factors in so much in these episodes, and yet, when was the last time we saw him? I suppose I could look it up. But anyway, we haven't seen him in a long time. and the idea that you can pray away the gay, because these are real things. These are real camps. These are things...
Our vice president believes in this.
Yes, Mike Pence is a strong advocate of it. And,
conversion therapy.
You know, which probably tells you a lot about him, that he feels like it works. it's a man who calls his wife mother, but that's not what this show's about. The description on the South Park Wiki is great. So they go to a camp where they pray away the gay by putting bi-curious boys together and teaching them about the ways of Jesus Christ. And there are, of course, suicides on a regular basis. So, on South Park, you can kind of laugh at that sort of thing, but that's the real problem with these gay re-education camps, if you will, is that these kids are made to feel so bad about who they are. They're like, well, that's really all I can do, I suppose, but not Butters. Butters would never kill Butters.
He has a great line. So I may be a little bi-curious. Maybe we're all a little bi-curious.
Yes! Butters!
All right. Mine is good old Bloody Mary. It features Randy. It's from season 9, episode 14, which I believe is the last episode of that season. It's where Stan is embarrassed when his dad gets pulled over for drunk driving. Randy believes that the one thing that can save him from his, quote, disease is a bleeding statue of the Virgin Mary in the next town. And yes, it makes fun of alcoholism in the worst of ways, but more so it's about the religion and how much faith, where the Virgin Mary is such an icon of Christianity, and the fact that they have her bleed in terms of the statue and the significance that ends up taking in this episode. you know, I've been sticking to Christianity and making fun of it. Don't worry, my number one pick completely null and voids all of that, but my honorable mention, Bloody Mary.
Good pick.
So, agreed.
That's just a good episode in general.
It is. It is. Anywho, the number one pick. This is for all the marbles.
All the marbles. And All About the Mormons, season 17, episode 12. Like we talked about earlier, this is actually where I got my foundation of, well, it kind of re-verified my understanding of the religion of Mormon, but it's amazing. So basically, there's a new kid at school. Stan goes to dinner with him after he almost beats him up, and he meets the whole family, and they're everything everyone expects from Mormon people. Like, they're just the nicest family ever. Even the baby, who shouldn't even be able to talk, is like, "Hello, Stan." Like, so proper. They have this game night. But then they start randomly inserting their religion into the conversation, just randomly, and give this whole spiel. And like, the more, and this is how Matt and Trey describe it, like their understanding of people who are Mormon is like, the more they heard about it and heard the story of the gold stones and the scriptures and how no one can confirm it and stuff, the more you're like, whoa.
Right. The idea that Joseph Smith is like, look, God told me all this stuff. I don't have it anymore. I broke the tablets, but you got to try. Totally, like, this is what he told me, okay? Yeah. So, and this is what I was alluding to. Anything I know about Mormonism, I know from this episode of South Park. So, thanks again.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. But they are the nicest people.
My number one choice is Cartman Land, which is a great episode for all sorts of non-religious reasons, which is... Cartman can't even be happy with his own amusement park. I mean, at first he sure is, but it all goes wrong. But it's sort of like a kind of a deep fundamental crisis for Kyle, who loses his faith in God because of the simple fact that Cartman inherits $1 million and he gets to buy his own theme park and he's having so much fun all the time. But don't worry. At the end of the episode, Kyle actually goes and sees Cartman and sees he's miserable and he realizes, okay, there is a God. Cartman is being, sorry, Cartman, I know you're right here on the panel, is being made to feel miserable, and that's proof that there is a God. So everything turns out all right, but it's a whole arc where you just have to watch Cartman and just know eventually his uppance will come.
By the way, for those of you listening, when Christian refers to Cartman, no, it's not his penis. There is an actual Cartman doll on the table with us.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and for those of you listening, my penis is also on the table. No. But it's nowhere near Steph, because that would actually be a harassment charge.
Oh, my God. And those of you listening, I'm attempting suicide right now.
Which is not a cry for help, because it's not literal.
Time's up for my penis.
Oh, my God.
All right. Speaking of going to war.
This is the only show you can say stuff like that, because yeah, it's South Park.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
Pray the gay away. All right. So my number one pick is another twofer. It's Cartoon Wars. Yes. It's from season 10. Again, what a great season that was, huh? It's essentially Cartman, and we've talked about this a little bit in past episodes. He hates Family Guy. And out of all people you would expect to love Family Guy would be Matt and Trey. And so I think a lot of people did ask him, like, hey, you must watch Family Guy. And they just hated it so much that they infused that into Cartman. Yeah. And then created this whole episode where Cartman wants to essentially shut down Family Guy. Now, where religion comes into it is because Family Guy wants to animate the Muslim leader, Muhammad. Which you cannot do. You get your hand chopped off for that shit.
Yeah.
And so that becomes the thing of it all. And what I love, it doesn't really comment on the religion beyond that, but it does comment about our ignorance to the religion. Where the best way, the best solution we have against Family Guy is to bury our heads in the sand. And unfortunately, the last guy to help shovel the person's head into the sand, he will have to be sacrificed. Ergo, that's true Christianity, all about sacrifice. So to me, it's about Christianity versus the Muslim religion, and Muslims win in this case.
Yeah, it was kind of a duo.
So,
and Train Met really hate Family Guy. Like, they're very outspoken about how they hate that people compare their show to Family Guy, because their show is, you know, narrative with story arcs, and they spend a lot of time writing it. And Family Guy, which I love, by the way, it's just a collection of jokes that are barely connected. Every once in a while, the story moves, but it's a lot of like cutaways, and they just hate that style. So I thought it was, I think it's great when people actually are admitting how they hate other shows. You know, I think some of these shows probably hate The Simpsons, but they would never actually say it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Bart makes an appearance in this one.
That's right. He sure does.
And there is a great, speaking of honorable mentions, The Simpsons already did it.
Simpsons already did it. That's right.
So, so anyway, that does it for the religious parodies of South Park. Thank you guys, as always, for joining us. We truly appreciate it. I know sometimes we make fun of it, but we actually do. It holds a lot of value in our hearts.
Absolutely.
And without it, I can't get through my week. In the meantime, though, you can, of course, leave your comments, rate, subscribe, and please do tell a friend. In the meantime, for more actual interaction, where can people interact with you guys?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChristianDMZ. Woo!
Woo, woo! And for all my social media, it's Phil Svitek, or you can check out my website, philsvitek.com. Thank you guys, as always. We'll be back with another great edition of South Park Weekly. In honor of St. Patty's Day, we're going drinking.
Woo!
And that's what I need to get through the week, by the way.
Yes, right.
Tie it all together.
And what I'm saying is, we're still going to do an episode. We're just going to be drunk here talking about drinking on South Park. That's how we tie all those things in together very loosely. See you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.